I'm delighted to be joined here at our broadcast point at the Metropole Hotel by Dr. Mary Favier, COVID advisor to the Irish College of General Practitioners and member of NEFET. And first of all, it's lovely to see you in person, Mary, after all this time talking to you down the line. Walking around Cork last night, you know, there were so many young people out, you know, there was a sense of celebration, a lot of people nervous. But they weren't doing anything wrong, you know, they were just going out and there was music and they were wanting to party. So here we are, the restrictions, basically a lot of them lifted. You need your COVID passes and masks still, but that's basically it. Are you nervous?
The atmosphere in Cork this weekend was much anticipated and is a great pleasure to see. I mean, the buzz, the feel of it, it's really a tonic. Yes, there's a certain anxiety, and I think it's an appropriate one, entirely appropriate anxiety. For GPs on the ground, We have been really getting quite concerned in the last week or two. Our COVID numbers are rising. The amount of activity we undertake in general practice to do with COVID is it looks like those could double in the next month. As GPs, we'd have really significant concerns.
I mean, the NEFET projections show we could have up to 1,000 people in hospital by the end of November, don't they, if this doesn't go well?
Yeah, I think that's a reasonably conservative estimate. And it starts with an impact out on the ground in terms of, in general practice, the number of COVID cases being dealt with, but COVID impacting into GPs. A GP practice in Cork closed this week because of infections in staff. And the impact into people who get COVID is really significant in terms of, obviously, in practices, but a bit in workplaces. For people who then, there's particular vulnerabilities around people who live in very congested home environments. People who work in the precarious economy, those have particular difficulties around sick leave, staying out of work. So a rise in cases has very significant knock-on effects that aren't just into our health service, they're into our wider social economies.
You mentioned a GP practice closing, 1,800 health staff approximately out with COVID-related illness at the moment, which, you know, at a time of great pressure. Is that an argument for booster campaigns, for booster shots for healthcare workers like yesterday?
I think the sentiment there for boosting healthcare workers is obvious. I mean, because people feel exposed, they feel anxious, there's a ramping up of anxiety. The evidence to date is not there. But it's changing and it's been continually looked at by NIAC. In the next number of weeks, they'll look at it again. But the concern is there. A good significant proportion of our GP population is over the age of 60. We talk about people with underlying health conditions. GPs and healthcare workers have them. But 25% of the population will have an underlying health condition. Yeah. So it's something we can say quite flippantly, but very significantly affects a lot of people. So we need to be very careful and quite concerned. So going back to the great atmosphere in Cork, I think it's really good that atmosphere is outside, that we stay in well-ventilated areas, we obey all the restrictions, we put our masks on. And we're really careful about what's actually happening inside. A GP said to me yesterday alone that there's quite anxious, quite concerned that it's all starting to feel a bit like Christmas, and not said with a very positive tone. So we have to be really careful we don't return to where we were before.
And this is the question, indeed. A couple of people we spoke to last night, one of them was a publican. He was saying, you know, look, it's great. But what he was worried about is a couple of weeks of this could mean he's closed for Christmas. How real is that risk?
I think it's possible, not probable, but it's going to come down to our own individual behaviours, both as a community, but also in terms of those in the hospitality industry and all of us who provide services of any form, that we stick to regulations. And we're really careful and we actually ask the difficult questions. Do you have a COVID certificate? And deny entry if you don't. And that they're the risks we have. Now, vaccination is highly effective, so the stakes aren't the same as last Christmas, but we need to be very careful that we don't return there.
And the message again and again from government and the authorities has been about personal responsibility. Get your vaccination, wear your mask and wear it properly. But a lot of people are also confused, a bit nervous. Like, how responsible are they supposed to be? How willing are they supposed to be to walk out of a place where, you know, they've come to, or, you know, if they're on a bus or a train and they're not comfortable in their surroundings.
I mean, as an Irish community, we've done really, really well, and we've showed significant social solidarity. But there is a limit to that. There is a governmental responsibility. There is a hospitality sector responsibility to put procedures and you know, rules in place.
Because most people are wondering how people are going to socially distance 2 metres, you know, apart, queuing for a drink at a bar.
Indeed. And there are many conflicting parts of the rules. So the concern is that we've gone from what is supposed to be a very slow, gradual opening up to what looks like it's speeding up. And so there's conflicting messages in that. And for GPs on the ground, we're really feeling the impact. And for healthcare workers in hospitals, the same. And we really need to listen to people who have their feet on the ground, like the nurses' organisations, who can tell us that things are very difficult. There's no intensive care bed available in paediatrics as we speak. A majority of our hospitals have no intensive care beds available. So if there's a major road traffic accident or somebody has a significant cardiac surgery over the weekend, people are vulnerable. So the actions of us and our communities today, this weekend, will have an impact in 2 weeks' time.
Thank you for talking to us this morning. Thank you for joining us here in Cork. Dr. Mary Favier there, COVID advisor to the Irish College of General Practitioners and member of NEFIT.